For almost a decade, the federal government has been telling new parents that the safest way to put infants to sleep is on their backs instead of their stomachs. The Back to Sleep campaign has been credited with cutting incidents of sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS, by at least 40%. But SIDS is still responsible for more than 2,000 deaths a year in the U.S., and some critics say the sleep message needs to be made clearer. NPR's Rachel Jones has this report.
Like their colleagues nationwide, Iowa health officials were pleased when the numbers of SIDS deaths fell dramatically during the 90s. But by 1998, neonatologist Herman Hine noticed that SIDS numbers in Iowa had started to rise again slightly. In an effort to find out why, he discovered something that alarmed him.
I review all the deaths of infants in the state and found that a number of babies that die of SIDS had been placed on their sides.
Hine is a professor at the University of Iowa and a perinatal consultant for the Iowa Department of Public Health. He asked the parents of these SIDS cases why they had placed their babies to sleep that way.
We found that many times the answer was that's what they saw being done in the hospitals.
Hine says hospital staffers are powerful role models, especially for first-time parents or those who might not read a brochure on infant care. So Hine and his colleagues surveyed maternity nurses at 94 Iowa hospitals. He was surprised to find out that in most, babies were being placed to sleep on their side, at least some of the time. To find out why, he surveyed the nurses again and published those results in this month's Pediatrics. More than half the nurses said they were afraid the babies might spit up and choke while sleeping on their backs. And in fact, Hine says some babies with digestive or breathing problems should be placed on their side, or even on their stomach, but only with constant monitoring. More than a third of the nurses, though, had another reason for choosing the side sleeping alternative.
They had received brochures from the U.S. Public Health Service that indicated that the side position was an acceptable alternative.
As long as the baby's arm is placed forward to prevent him from rolling onto his stomach. But that position doesn't guarantee a baby won't roll forward. And Hine says studies from Norway, New Zealand, and the Netherlands have shown an increased SIDS risk for side-sleeping babies. So Hine wants to eliminate all side-sleeping references from SIDS information published by the U.S. Public Health Service, the SIDS Alliance, and other members of the Back to Sleep Campaign Coalition. But those groups take their lead from the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the chair of the AAP's Infant Sleep Positions Committee isn't budging.
I disagree with Dr. Hine that we should not even mention side.
John Katwinkle is a professor of neonatology at the University of Virginia in Richmond. He says a lot of people still resist the idea of back sleeping for babies. For many, it's simply not what they've seen their mothers or grandmothers do.
The obvious next question that comes up is, well, what about the side? The response, I think, in order to be consistent with the data and honest, is that back is best, but side still carries a significantly lower risk than on the stomach.
Marion Willinger agrees. She's a SIDS researcher at the National Institute for Child Health and Development. Willinger says maternity nurses have been placing babies to sleep on their sides for decades, and that the Back to Sleep campaign should be credited for helping to change that practice. She acknowledges the higher risk for the side sleepers, but says the difference between side and back is minimal, especially when compared to the much higher risk for stomach sleepers.
We don't know how many babies we are saving because the mother chose side as opposed to stomach. And if we lost that mother because she really was adamantly against back and we didn't give her an alternative that at least confers some protection, we wouldn't save that baby either.
Researchers do agree on most of the other leading risk factors for SIDS: maternal smoking, infants sharing beds with parents or siblings, and loose bedding. But Willinger says the research is constantly evolving.
And as we acquire more information, if the risks associated with side get stronger and stronger and stronger, then I'm sure that the task force will look at this again and will come to some decision.
They've already made some progress in Hine's direction. The most recent Back to Sleep campaign brochures have dropped the image of a side-sleeping baby, and the copy strongly emphasizes that back-sleeping is the best practice. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.